Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. As outlined yesterday in our national statement and also as reflected in a joint statement by 52 high contracting parties, Switzerland is of the view that the draft report is a good basis for our work as it covers key conceptual areas of progress and contains elements relevant for an approach consisting of a set of prohibitions and regulations. Mr. Chair, let me also say at the outset that we must remain mindful to ensure that our deliberations are inclusive in line with the practice of the CCW, which has always benefited from the views from both international organizations and from civil society. And more specifically with its rules of procedures, which state clearly that the ICRC may participate as observers in the deliberations, which is precisely what we are doing here today. With regard to specific paragraphs on 16 and 17, we are open to refining the language used in our discussions to align it more closely with the work already accomplished within the CCW framework in order to underscore that we are building upon such efforts. In this regard, we align ourselves also with delegations that advocate for collective efforts to focus on presenting areas of progress to the high contracting parties rather than reiterating previously agreed upon points. This approach, as highlighted also by Norway earlier this morning, would enable us to effectively highlight the advancements made and maximize the value of our deliberations. Turning to 18, we support this paragraph like many others. It is key to capture the notion that we are focusing on the function or purpose of the technology rather than the specific technology itself. We are of the view that we have indeed arrived at a conclusion that it is important to make sure our considerations are not tied to a specific technology or platform, but rather can be applied to any technology now or in the future to avoid that any set of prohibitions and regulations would rapidly be overtaken by developments. This approach also enables us to overcome the challenge posed by the fact that autonomy is a spectrum and that it would be difficult to pinpoint precisely where autonomy becomes an issue for IHL compliance. While we remain open to refining the language, we believe that substantial modifications may risk diluting elements that accurately reflect the notable progress achieved thus far. On 19, this paragraph builds on and derives from paragraph 18, and it is of paramount importance. It captures the gist of many of our discussions and proposals and aligns with the approach taken by numerous high contracting parties. The identification of the essential characteristics and functions of autonomous weapons system critical for our work seems accurate and very helpful for establishing a framework applicable to laws. Listening to other delegations, we believe that this paragraph already strikes an appropriate balance and should remain unchanged. Nonetheless, we recognize potential areas for improvement, such as the omission of the word possible before measures to further enhance its clarity and impact. Regarding the point made by Sri Lanka yesterday and Palestine today, that a simple cursory intervention by human could lead to a circumvention of this characterization, a number of fixes are possible to indicate that the intervention should indeed be a significant one. Picking up on the point earlier made by the Indian delegation, adding the term lethal is something that we cannot support. In general, we would refer to the many discussions in the GG which have shed light on a whole range of arguments against adding the word lethal in this text, since IHL goes way beyond lethal applications of force. And specifically with regard to such a paragraph as we have it here in 19, where we are characterizing functions, and lethality is not a function, it's rather an effect. On 20, this paragraph is of utmost importance as it pertains to the first tier of the two-tier approach outlining prohibitions. Therefore, we would support further highlighting its significance, significance. There are several ways to do this, be it through adapting the structure or by adding content, and we are open to exploring any option to strengthen this paragraph. We note that the first tier, as described in this paragraph, centers around IHL compliance and would see a value in having clarity that we deal here with the key concern that any autonomous weapon systems could not comply with IHL is prohibited. And in this regard, we have also sympathy for proposals to move some elements of paragraph 21D into paragraph 20 to ensure an effective prohibition, although this should be done carefully, as in any case, what we have to make sure in this paragraph is that we spell out that autonomous weapon systems that cannot be used in accordance with IHL are prohibited. Lastly, we consider the centrality of IHL in the prohibition tier as central. At the same time, we also note the many calls that we don't do justice to the range of challenges by autonomous weapons systems if we not also consider other areas of international law, human rights law, or state responsibility, as well as ethical considerations. And my delegation is open to work with others to find an appropriate balance in the text and places where we could do justice to the issues that could do justice to this fact, while of course taking into account the scope of the CCW. Thank you very much.